Judith McMillan didn't find her inspiration in tree branches. She found it in the basement of the museum where she works. She was rummaging through drawers there when she came across a 100-year-old collection of bird's nests.
I mean, this museum must have 10 cabinets full of bird's nests.
She was fascinated and immediately knew she had a new subject for her art. McMillan is a photographer who's been volunteering at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History for 20 years. In her latest exhibit, titled Nesting, she captures some of nature's most inspiring and often overlooked architecture, the nests of birds.
I think the writing on the eggs is wonderful. Amazing.
These are just marvels of engineering. Every single nest.
I was looking for nests that were different from each other so that you could see that these birds were little architects. There was so many different kinds of materials used. Then the eggs could be so different, some with little tiny speckles, some solid colors, some with almost like little calligraphic streaks around them. So it was that variety that I wanted to capture.
Do you see how round
All the photographs are in black and white because she wanted people to concentrate on the architecture without being seduced by the color. She's fascinated by the way different birds chose very specific materials to work with, everything from marsh reeds, grapevine, or little knotty twigs like this one.
This is a vermilion flycatcher. It was made out of twigs. It was almost like a pickup sticks nest with the way they were pushed together.
And to emphasize the diversity of structures birds can create, she shows me an oriole's nest that's 5 inches deep and formerly hung like a basket from a tree.
I actually had to shine a flashlight down into it while I was making the photograph in order to get the eggs to show up.
Most of the nests and eggs were collected around the turn of the 20th century by amateur naturalists who never thought twice about disturbing the natural wildlife. But the practice eventually fell out of fashion as people became more environmentally conscious, and large nest and egg collections were often turned over to museums, explains Andy Jones, the museum's ornithologist.
People whose grandfathers were dealing with eggs as a hobby, well, their grandfathers are passing away, and they say, I got to do something with these. And so they contact their local university or natural history museum and say, hey, do you want these?
Those specimens were originally collected just because they were pretty. These days, they're still beautiful, but they also serve a scientific purpose. Scientists can look at things such as the thickness of shells or the type and number of birds found in a specific location and tell a lot. They can see where birds used to live and how far their territories reached. They can even tell if a bird that's extinct now once lived in an area. Judith McMillan hopes her photographs will not only show how beautiful the birds' handiwork was, but will also inspire people to do something about saving the birds that are still here.
I didn't understand until I started using a camera myself how you can isolate something and make people look at it differently. And I hope through my photographs I'm getting people to take a fresh look at things. It's hard to have an appreciation of nature unless you look at it and start to really care about it.
Recent surveys have found that many songbirds are disappearing. If people don't start caring, those photographs and drawers full of nests might become the only reminders of many more species that go extinct. For the Environment Report, I'm Gretchen Kuda.